Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
So the Minister for Education, Norma Foley, has said she plans to ask second-level schools to ban the use of mobile phones by students during the day. She told journalists yesterday, "I'm now in a place where I'm looking to introduce a ban on the mobile phone at post-primary." Well, a spokesperson for the Minister said she'd be writing to schools in the next week or two to give advice and guidance around mobile phone use and her desire to have a ban on mobile phones in place. We've getting messages on this all morning, interestingly, to 51551. This listener saying, "I don't see a problem with children having a phone if the requirement is for the child to be contactable by parents or caregivers. Just buy a phone without internet access. A phone without internet saves a lot of issues and problems that we're having with managing the internet." Well, for more on this, we're joined by Dr. David Coleman, clinical child psychologist, and also Aaron Wolfe, principal of Coláiste Éamon Rís in Cork City. David, I'm going to turn to you first. What's your own take on this, on the desire on the part of the minister to have a ban on mobile phones?
Yeah, I'd imagine, to be honest, that the desire from the minister is matched by the desire from schools and by a desire from parents. I think everybody looks now at the way teenagers are using their mobile phones and the level of, clinical terms, the addiction that a lot of kids have to their phones. You know, parents see it. They see that, I'm sure over the summer, it was really hard to keep their teenagers otherwise occupied and engaged with different things, and that they were constantly falling back into checking their mobile phone or just sitting on their mobile phone, scrolling away or, texting, whatever it is that they're doing. So I think it's just, it is a good thing if it's going to be supportive for schools. I think most schools, to be honest, already have lots of really robust, protocols in place for their students. I mean, most schools would ensure that kids don't use their phones during the day. Mm-hmm. Some schools may allow them to use them at break times, and I guess that would be a change if that's the case in some schools. But, I think if there's a kind of a legal ban there, I think it's probably just going to be supporting schools to be doing what they're already doing.
Well, so we had Paul Crone out on this. He is the head of the National Association of Principals and Deputy Principals. And he said, once you start using a word like ban, it's like a red rag to a bull when it comes to teenagers. And he was suggesting that this might actually be counterproductive. What do you say to that?
Well, I mean, I think if it's universal and it's across the country and it's in every school, then it's not a problem. I think if you have, say, for example, you have a town where there might be four secondary schools and one of them has a ban, an actual ban, and so that's really strict, really whatever, and other schools have a little bit more flexibility about phones in the school, then that's the kind of thing that creates division. Whereas if all four schools are in the same situation, where it's just accepted that there is no phones, once you cross the threshold of the school, you either hand up your phone goes into a secure place, because I think that's how it's going to have to be actually managed. I think kids are going to have to give up their phones rather than expect them to, as they, most of them currently do, keep them in their bags, keep them in their pockets on silent. But even then, I think they still form a distraction. I mean, I take teenagers away over the summer to do summer camps, and they don't have mobile phones at all. We insist that they kind of leave their phones behind them at home. And lots of them will still kind of be touching at their pocket and will say things like, "Oh my God, I'm just, it's like I can't believe my phone isn't there." And so, not having their phone, I think, is just really healthy for them for periods of the day.
I was going to ask you about that, the advantage of not having the phone from walking into school to leaving. What does that do?
Well, I think the primary thing is that it creates less distraction for most teenagers. And so that means then that they're more open to focusing on the actual schoolwork that they need to be doing when they're in there. I think in terms of the social interactions as well, for those students who might have had phones during break times, then the phone becomes the source and the focus for a lot of the communication, even when they're standing around in groups. And so I think not having it during the day will, improve the opportunity for their social connections, for friendship building, for all those kinds of things. But mostly I think it's going to be to do with focus and their capacity to pay attention during the school day. I just think it'll be supportive of that. I mean, it's not going to improve it for everybody. You know, lots of kids have other issues that mean that, you know, focus and attention can be difficult. But I think, you know, not having access to their phone at all in the school day means that they can start to forget about it for a period of time. Mm-hmm.
And going back again to what Paul Crone said, he talked about, you know, teaching these, and they're not children, they're young adults, teaching them the life skills that they're going to need when they go out into the world. And that doesn't really include banning anything. It's about teaching them how to live with something and how to be responsible with their phones. Is there merit in that?
Well, yes, except that's not on the school curriculum. That's not what schools do. Schools don't actively work with kids about how they manage their time with their phones. That's the issue that I think most parents try to grapple with. And I think it's going to continue to be an issue for parents to try to grapple with. I think it's an issue for parents to try and role model themselves. I think there's an awful lot of parents who probably fall into a lot of the same traps that their own teenagers do when it comes to their own mobile phones and how they use them. And so I think as a culture, as a society, we're going to have to really look at the whole issue of smartphones. I don't see, you know, when you kind of add up the pluses and the minuses, you know, that the pluses are necessarily massively outweighing the minuses. This is when it comes to smartphones. I mean, I think mobile technology, being able to contact people, you know, and to do that, you know, remotely and so on, that's really helpful. But I'm not sure that smartphones with access to the internet is really where we need to be going with particularly young kids and into their teenage years. And I think it's something that we really probably need to look at as a whole cultural thing.
Right. But when it comes to the schools, you are in favour of this. It has to be standardised and it has to be across the board.
Well, I think it's going to be supportive. Yeah, I think, you know, as long as it's, as I say, yeah, something that's, you know, completely across the board, that every school is going to be in the same position, then that's supportive for both the schools in terms of imposing the conditions that will be, you know, whatever gets decided. And I think the minister, in fairness, did say that, you know, how that ban is going to be implemented will be still up to local school management and consultation with their parent bodies and so on. You know, it's not that there's going to be some, you know, this is how it has to be done, because again, it's got to work for every school. But I think the principle of, you know, young people not having their phone at all during the school day would be a good thing.
Well, David, it's good to get your views on it. That's Dr. David Coleman, clinical child psychologist. And let's turn to Aaron Wolfe now, principal of Coláiste Éamon Rís in Cork City. Aaron, good morning to you.
Morning, Claire. How are you doing?
Very well. I know it's a busy day for you because you have your new first years starting today, coming back early as they are across the country. What do you make of Minister Foley, what she's planning to do or what she's suggesting, this national phone ban in second level schools?
Well, I think there's not a principal in the country who was jumping up and down with joy last night saying, well, thank God she's tackling the mobile phone crisis, because there is no mobile phone crisis. And I think the minister is totally out of touch maybe with what is actually going on in education at the moment. And there are far more pressing issues that need her attention. There's a mental health crisis for young people. There's a lack of PE facilities in schools. You know, look at lowering the pupil-teacher ratio, food poverty. That's a teaching shortage crisis in this country. And we're looking at mobile phones.
Well, if there's a mental health crisis, maybe that is linked to mobile phone use. I mean, she mentioned bullying, didn't she?
But, you know, let's look at putting therapists into schools, you know. Let's put our money where our mouth is. Like, this seems to me like something that most schools have already. We all have our own mobile phone policies. This is for the Department of Education, this is a micro issue, and they're there for the macro issues, you know, the big things that principals can't do. We can't fund our schools. So we're relying on the Department of Education to give us a properly funded education system to try and fix this teacher shortage crisis. But instead, We're looking at something about mobile phones, which again, mobile phones have been in the classroom for the last 25 years. And there's every school in the country has some policy on mobile phones. Now, I wouldn't agree with your last caller because, you know, schools shouldn't all be the same. And a blanket ban, you know, and going back to parental choice, parents should have the freedom to choose. I like this school because I like its policies. I like its ethos. You know, we're in Edmund Rice School and parents choose us for our ethos and because we are different from other schools. So you can't just make it all schools the same. And, you know, it goes back to that argument of, well, let's make all schools co-ed. That shouldn't happen. I am a co-ed school. But parents deserve the choice between choosing co-ed or single-sex schools. So these blanket bans or blanket policies, they don't always work. And, you know, it goes back to parental choice.
Okay.
Parents should be able to choose the schools.
It's just really interesting to hear that you don't think that phones are that big of an issue, because the minister said, and we know that she's a teacher herself, like this constant hum of phones being a distraction in the classroom. That's how she characterised it yesterday. Are you saying that that's not the case? Is there somebody with the phone under the desk on Snapchat when people are trying to teach geography?
In all due respect, I'd love her to come into my school and could you come into a classroom and teach a classroom, and you'll see that most classrooms aren't being disrupted because we already have very robust mobile phone policies. Yes, every now and again a mobile phone could go off, but the same will happen at Mass on Sunday. You know, it's natural that someone forgets to silence their phone. But every school is different. You know, some schools have taken the steps already that when your students come into the school, they hand in the mobile phone, it goes into a pouch or it goes into something on the locker. And that works fine for those schools. In my school, we haven't gone down that route. The rule is simple. You come into school, you come in the school gate, you turn your mobile phone off. Okay, sometimes the phone will go off by accident. Someone might check the time, you remind them, oh, you know, phones aren't allowed. And then you have your sanctions in place and you do have your code of ethics and behaviour that kicks in. But
and that involves what? You don't take the phone off them straight away, do you?
No, well, we have a policy where, you know, our whole school is based on respect. And, you know, we do think, you know, that it's very hard for teenagers with mobile phones. The mobile phone is an extension of themselves, you know. We refer to them as digital natives. They've grown up at a totally different age than we have grown up, you know. So the mobile phone is really part of them. It's part of their property. It's how they check the time. It's how they do everything. So you have to forgive them for, oh, you know, I did look at it. But by and large, my students, they follow the rules. They turn off the phones. They don't have them on at break times. And then when they go home, it's up to the parents to monitor them. But me, I'm a father of a 14-year-old, and I like the fact that he has a mobile phone on him before and after school, because I'm still at work and I can contact him and see, you know, did you get home safely? Is everything all right with you? And to stay in contact with my son that way.
Yes. A lot of parents getting in touch with us today are saying that it just won't work. Like this one saying that they'll hand up an old phone as part of the ban and they'll have the good phone with them as usual. You know, they'll get around it.
There, go back, like these are teenagers and smoking and vaping, they're all banned, aren't they? They're all illegal in Ireland. But you know, they go on. The teenagers will find roots. You know, people have been smoking in toilets for years and years. That's being a teenager, so they will push the boundaries. My whole point is that, you know, there are bigger things in education that are disrupting teaching and learning than mobile phones going off. It is far more alarming that there will be some classes that don't have a maths teacher because there are no people going into teaching as a profession.
Yes.
It is very alarming for me that when the Department of Education surveyed all schools and their facilities, they said 95% of schools have a pee hall or access to a pee hall. So that means there are 5% of schools that have no pee hall and no access to a pee hall. I'm one of those schools. And there are other schools that have no pee hall. They're just using the local town hall or, you know, community centre. That's not
and
good
that's
enough.
For you, it's a far bigger problem. Aaron, can I ask you about something we were discussing earlier on the programme? We had two parents on and we've had lots of messages from other parents affected in the same way who can't get their children onto the school bus this year. They previously got the concessionary tickets and they're not getting them now because the bus is full. Are you coming across that at all as an issue?
No, my school now, we wouldn't have any school buses. We're in the inner city, so we don't deal with it at all. I'm an inner city school, no one here.
So you don't have anyone who's facing that situation, because that again seems to be a problem that many parents contacting us are facing. Not an issue for you.
In education, like you could talk about ASD special class places. You could talk about food poverty, large class sizes. You could talk about the dumbing down of the education system, that the fact we don't have higher and ordinary level at junior cert anymore. There are far greater problems than a mobile phone going off, believe you me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then we've parents getting in touch saying that they would really like for this ban to happen. So this one says, my son went into first year. I didn't let him bring his phone. It needs to come from the top. Teachers need to support this. Teachers saying you can look that up on your phone, saying that they can use phones instead of calculators. Teachers who are on their phones in the classroom, it's endless. All schools need to agree. I 100% support what's being suggested. So you'll have some parents who want it, Aaron.
Some parents, of course, there would always be some parents, because that goes back to my earlier point that parental choice is really important. But schools already have very robust policies to do with mobile phones. Like, again, I said mobile phones must be turned off in my school. But we also have a photography module where in fourth year, they go out with their mobile phones and they take pictures of Cork City using their mobile phone. And they're shown through different filters and the benefits of using a mobile phone.
Right.
So there are some plus sizes.
And
it's like going back to the old teaching before, you won't have a calculator in your pocket. They used to say that to us in school. In the future, the mobile phones, they are part of society. And we've got to teach students maybe the responsibility of using mobile phones.
It's a bit of balance for you, Aaron. And it's good to talk to you as always. And good luck with the busy new term. Aaron Wolfe there, Principal of Coláiste Éamon Rís in Cork City.